First came the book, Brace for Impact. Surviving the Crash of the Industrial World. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial world. And now, The Daily Impact, the podcast. India and Australia are embracing distributed, which is to say personal rooftop solar power, as a major source of electricity that is both renewable and much closer to sustainable than wind or solar farms. The United States, meanwhile, continues to focus on massive projects stitched onto the aging grid, causing massive problems for the environment and for grid management. The current experience of the state of South Australia confirms most dramatically the arguments often made here and in my book Brace for Impact, that sustainability in energy production can be achieved only when people make their own power where they use it. As of last June, 1 in 5 households in South Australia had deployed rooftop solar. According to the Australian Energy Market Operator, the panels were generating 267 megawatts, or 2.4% of overall demand. Before lips curl and shouts of insignificant are heard, consider. The most expensive part of industrial centralized power production is providing capacity for peak demand. It requires equipment that might be used only a few hours a day, a few months of the year, but must be ready at all times. Electricity travels at the speed of light, and on the grid any demand must be answered immediately to avoid imbalance, surges, and shutdowns. In South Australia, the aforementioned rooftop solar pittance has reduced peak demand in a midsummer, that's December and January in Australia, that is setting records for high temperatures and high air conditioning demands. And not by any 2%. The hotter the sun shines, the more solar electricity is generated. And just when the grid needed relief most, the rooftop arrays dropped demand by as much as 15%, when an increase of at least 10% had been expected. As a direct result, the only 2 coal-fired power stations in South Australia have been shut down, and additional generators capable of delivering 150 megawatts of peak power have not been needed. India, too, is embracing rooftop solar, having just recently demonstrated what happens when you follow the course still prevalent in the United States, a massive blackout. Last week, P.S. Deodar, formerly chairman of the Electronics Commission of the Government of India, offered his country a common-sense discussion of electricity, beginning with the question, sunlight is omnipresent. Why then centralize such well-distributed energy into a multi-megawatt solar farm and redistribute it, losing 25% in transmission? Among the advantages of distributed as opposed to centralized industrial power generation, he cited, small photovoltaic arrays are cheap, can be deployed quickly, and have such a small footprint that there are no land use or ecosystem issues. There are no transmission losses when you use the power where it is produced. Rooftop solar is also a success story in California, where thanks to encouragement from the state government, the industry has created 43,000 jobs, has drawn $10 billion in private investment, and is now contributing more than 1,000 megawatts to the California grid. As a result, major power companies are mounting a major campaign of disinformation to quell enthusiasm for a trend they see as a threat to their profits. For more current news about the ongoing crash of the industrial world, read The Daily Impact on the web at www.dailyimpact.net. You can also find out more about or even buy the book Brace for Impact there or at amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis reminding you, brace for impact.